Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey everyone, so I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. I'm home after 2 days of Inner Circle Mastermind meetings, which have been insanely cool. All the groups are so amazing, but this one was like emotional. I think everybody in the group cried at least once or twice or something. It was crazy, amazing, so amazing. Such an honor to be part of it and be able to hang out with entrepreneurs like that are like literally changing the world in so many different markets and industries. And I wish I could just tell you guys all the stories from everyone, but it was amazing. And then we got the last group four coming the next 2 days. So it's been fun and stressful and exciting, all wrapped into one amazing thing. Also, it's been fun. I mentioned a while ago how I hired a new coach, and it's been really, really good. He's one of the main guys over at The One Thing. His name's Jeff, and it's interesting because I read the One Thing book a while ago, and I remember, I think when I read it, I didn't like it. I think it was the time that I had we just launched 12 companies in a year, and I was bitter against it, but everyone kept recommending it to me. It was that book and Essentialism came out similar times, and I was like, you gotta read them. So I read them both, and I was just like, they want me to focus on one thing. I hate that I did. And so I kind of didn't like the books. And then fast forward till last week, I just kind of got back into it. And so in the last week, I literally listened to a bunch of podcasts from The One Thing. I started rereading the book. I got the main dude coaching me Monday mornings, and it's really, really cool. It was interesting is, since he started coaching me, I've had this a big epiphany, big aha, big realization. And then as I've been coaching their circle the last 2 days, I'm watching the people that are leveling up really, really quickly. And there's a consistent theme behind all the people that are growing fast versus those who, everyone's growing, but the ones who are really quick. And it's interesting because the thing, this is so funny. The thing that I got in my coaching session was, came back to Stephen R. Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which I read back in high school. And it was start with the end in mind. It's been interesting as I've been going through my coaching stuff. Man, the first, it feels like it's been a month because I move pretty quick on stuff. But the first exercise he had me do was figure out what is your someday goal? Where do you want to be someday? So it's not 5 years from now or 10 years, in the future, where do you really want to go? It's been interesting as I've kind of done this exercise. It's more, I'll come walk you guys through what it is, but it's more 3 or 4 times to radically different things. And I realized one of the big ahas I realized going through this exercise is that literally my someday goal, I achieved it 18 months ago. And so the last 18 months I've been just wandering without really a focus or a goal other than just more, right? Which is interesting. And so he's having to keep focusing hey, what's your someday goal? Begin at the end of mind. What are we trying to get to? And so I kind of figured out initially, this is my someday goal, right? And someday goal can be about you, your business, you personally, your relationships, your spirituality, whatever you're trying to figure out for yourself. And then he came back and said, okay, what do you have to have accomplished within 5 years to be able to be on track for your someday goal? So I was okay, well, to do that, I need to have this in place. These things need to be in place within 5 years. And they came back, okay, what do you need within a year to be able to hit your 5-year goal? And what do you need by the end of this year to hit your 1-year goal? And what do you need by the end of this week to hit your year end goal or your month, and the month goal? And so as you do this, it's interesting because you start getting more and more clear on all the steps. And then it was funny because it was as I did that, as I identified my, as I had the end in mind, I started going back forward. I got to the things I needed to do. I looked at my to-do list, and none of the things on my to-do list actually got me any closer to my someday goal. And all of a sudden I realized, I'm like, I'm doing all these to-dos that are good, they make me feel good, I check off the box, but none of them are actually moving me towards what I'm really wanting. And I was like, well, what's the one thing I need to do today that's going to hit my goal for the end of this week, which will hit my goal for the end of the month, you know, boom, 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 all the way to the thing. And as I started asking those questions, it like blew my mind how what the one thing is I needed to focus on. It was not by any stretch what I thought it was going to be, what I assumed was the most important thing. And as I did the exercise, and he wanted me to come back and like refine it and change it. And so I kept getting, my someday goal changed 3 or 4 times. And I started realizing, as I was looking at that, it took me a while to figure it out. In fact, I still don't know if I have it completely figured out. But I want the message that I want to share with you guys is just that, is like beginning with the end in mind. Again, the inner circle members that are having the most success is because they have a very clear, what is it they're trying to accomplish? And then from there, it's easy to reverse engineer the funnels and make that happen. People that are struggling, it's like they're building funnels to be able to sell a product or service, not with the end in mind. Does that make sense? It gets a little intricacy, but it's interesting. So like I've had this really cool experience over the last 2 days to kind of reflect on listening to all my entrepreneurs talk and teach and share what they're doing, and really start thinking more and more like, well, what's my, like what is the end? Like if I need to know really clearly what, like for my business, like I need to begin with the end in mind, right? Like, is my goal to get people in ClickFunnels? Is my goal to get people in our 2 Common Club coaching? Is my goal to get people in your circle? Is my, what is the actual end goal? And as soon as you identify that's the end goal, then it becomes really easy to say, okay, well, if that's it, here are the funnels I need to reverse engineer to get people so that they will come up into that thing. For example, Dean Holland, one of our interns, he's been in a circle for 3 years now, and he basically, over the last few months, completely shut his entire company down and rebuilt it from the ground up. But this time, the very clear, definite, end in mind, this is where I'm trying to go, and then because of that, built out the funnels very simply in order. He launched it in the first 20 days, built up 106,000 recurring income, just because he began at the end of mine. And so I think most of us, including me, I'm guilty of this as well. That's my big thing for the last 2 days is what's the end goal? From a business standpoint, from a life standpoint, but also from where am I taking, the customer journey, the value ladder, right? I talk a lot about in the .com series book about this value ladder that you're taking somebody through. But I would say even my value ladder isn't completely clearly defined. It's morphed and changed so much. And it's I'm really coming back now and figuring that out. Dana Derricks, who, when he did his presentation, he was talking about his big aha. He said that us as creators, we want to keep creating and creating and creating. He says, because of that, he's if I look at my value ladder, it kind of goes up a little bit, and it splints off in 3 different places, and some of those go up and some don't, and it gets really mushy really quick. And he said he realized he had to clearly define the value ladder. I'm going from here to here to here. So now he's got he's beginning with the end in mind. And then what he said was interesting, that it's funny because it's something I've been a recurring thought I've had in my mind as well, was I can't keep creating new stuff that just spurts off my value ladder and shifts people all over the place. If I need to get my creative juices out there and create something, the things I create need to be on the front end of the value ladder. They should only be free plus shipping, or they should only be low ticket things to get somebody in. But the back of the value ladder should never shift. It should never change. That should be just a thing that's there. and I just resonate with that. I was just okay, I obviously have my value ladder. I've got things in place, but I need to really specify this is the path, the process, the order, and then just focus on the front end stuff. So it's exciting. I'm working on something so cool. I wish I could show you guys. You will see it soon, probably about 30 days away from rolling it out. It's not a big product launch or anything. It's a subtle what I'm calling an ascension funnel, that is almost like a video game to send people through our value ladder and to be able to accomplish or to get people to the end in mind, get them to that spot. So I'm crafting. We've got the design of it done. We've gotten the pieces, and I'm figuring out again the path. So you'll see it. You'll probably start getting emails, and you may not be aware of it. So please watch what I'm doing. If you see an email, and you click on it, and there's a cartoon thing, then you know that it's being executed. I'm gonna be sharing at Funnel Hack Live though. Funnel Hacks Live. Probably, as long as it works good, which I'm pretty sure it will. Nobody talks about Ascension funnels because nobody's really executed one that I've seen successfully for almost 5.5, 6 years. And the one I saw was just because I had intimate behind-the-scenes access to the person's business who was doing it. So anyway, I'm going to be mastering it, perfecting it, and then we'll be showing it at Funnel Hacking Live. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, go to funnelhackinglive.com. The event sales page will be going live next week, but by the time you guys hear this, it'll probably be live or close to live. So we already pre-sold 1,200 tickets, so we don't have a ton left. So if you want to come to the event, and I know you do, then I would go to funnelhackinglive.com ASAP and get ready to get your tickets. So that's the game plan. So anyway, the last thing I just want to say is, again, I think so many of us, we start our business with, like, here's a product, and we start building funnels based on that product. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how most of us do it. It's how I've done it a lot of times. Because of that, I think we get lost in the weeds of where we're trying to go, and then oftentimes we never get there because we don't know where we're going. And again, as I'm working with my coach on this, which has been really fun, it's just cool because it's like I'm clearly defining, you know, my someday goal, clearly defining the end, and then from there I can reverse engineer all the pieces I need to make that happen. And I think the same thing is true with funnels. It's just begin with the end in mind. Like, where do you, like, what's the top of the value ladder? Like, where do you really want to take people? And figure that out. And then you can reverse engineer, okay, to do that, here are the funnels I need. And then you've gotten now a path and a process. So anyway, it's exciting. I love it. I love this game. I love my entrepreneurs. I love the inner circle. I love all of you guys. I love ClickFunnels. Like, God, having the time of my life. And hopefully, also I'm doing is helping. I'm doing my best. It's funny. I was, yeah, I was reading somebody that I care about wrote a really cool post about what we do, and I was reading it, and then in the comments there are three or four people that are like, oh, I just don't like Russell. I just can't connect with him. I don't like his energy. I don't like whatever. And it's just like, oh, like, kills me. Because anyway, it's just tough because, like, I'm always trying to give and to serve and do whatever I can, and I hate when I don't connect with everybody, but that's okay as well. And hopefully that my message gets to you and that you're able to take whatever it is you share out to people, and people connect with you. People I would never connect with, that hopefully you can connect with them and you can change them. That's really my goal. So hopefully I connect with you, and if I do, that's the key. Then take your energy, get out there, share your message with other people, and change the world the way you can. Because unfortunately, not everyone's always going to like me. And that's the same for you. Not everyone's going to like you. But the people who do, they'll hear your voice and they'll come to you, and you'll be able to help them and serve them, and it'll make the quality of their life so much better, which in return will make the quality of your life so much better. So that's all I got tonight, you guys. Appreciate you all. I'm going to go to bed, get ready for Inner Circle tomorrow, and that's about it. So see you guys soon. Bye.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind-the-scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.